We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Tes. We are up to Sif Gimel, third line on page 60. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, HaTomein Bekupa Meleya Gizei Tzemer Sha'osu Otalta, one who insulates in a box that is filled with shearings of wool that are usher to move, they are mukta. Like we saw yesterday, and as the Mishabur will tell us, that if it's set aside for business, even the Gizei Tzemer is mukta. So you insulated your path in a box that is filled with mukta Gizei Tzemer. Vahotziah kedevra, you took your pot out to get your food, and you want to put it back in. So kol zman shelo niskalkulo haguma yochol lachzira. So long that the hole is still there within the gizei tzemer in the pot, and there's still a space for the pot, you can return it. V'in niskalkulo, but if as you took the pot out, it all collapsed, and there's no longer a hole to put it into, lo yachzirena, then you cannot put it back in. V'afilu lachatchilo yochol lohotziah al das lachzira im lo tiskalkel. And even the chalchila, you could take the pot out to remove some of the food, having in mind to put it back in case it doesn't collapse. And we're not concerned that maybe you'll come to put it back in, even if it does collapse where it's usser. So if it doesn't collapse, you're allowed to put it back in. If it collapses, it's usser, but we don't make exera, don't do it when it doesn't collapse, because it might come to do it when it collapses. That we don't say. That's by the Gizei Tzemer. V'yesh omer, there are those who say, Shafibu toman bedavar shemutil otalto. Some say that if you do atmana, even in something that is not muktzah, you're allowed to move it. In the skalkula haguma lo yachzir, if the guma, the hole in which it was insulated, got ruined because the insulation collapsed into the hole, you can't return it, even if it's not muktzah. Mipnei shetitztarech hakedera lasos la'atzma mokum kishamachzira. Because the pot's going to have to make a place for itself as you're returning it. V'nimtza kemisha tomei b'shabbos. And it looks like you're doing atmana on Shabbos. So here in Sif Gimel we have two different halachos for two different reasons. The first halacha is talking about where the insulation is mukta. So if the hole collapses, you can't return it because you have problems of mukta, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. And the second halacha over here, which is the Yesh Omrim, is even if it's not mukta, if it collapses, it's a problem to return it because it's like doing hatmana initially on Shabbos. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Yud Beis. If you're using Gizei Tzemer, that's also a Tal Del Hainu Osam Shehuktu L'Schor of a Kanal B'Sif Aleph. Like we said before, that it's talking about Gizei Tzemer that is Muktzah to move because it's designated for business, like we discussed yesterday in Sif Aleph. So if the hole does not collapse, Yochol Achzir, you can return it. The Chazara Mutter B'Shabbos B'Davar She'en Motzav Hevel. Because returning something to its place is Mutter on Shabbos if it's not going to add heat, like we learned earlier in Reish and Zayin Sif Dalet. But in the skalkula, but if the hole got ruined by the Gizei Tzemer, you can't return it. Why? Shenaflu agizin shemikan mikan lamokom oshav akadera. The shearings fell from both sides of where the pot was into the hole of where the pot was. Ulakachloch yachzirena. Therefore, you can't return it. Lefisha mazes es agizin shu muktza. Because by returning it, it's going to turn out that you are moving the Gizei Tzemer, which is muktza. Look in the Sharetzion in Oz Yud. Ayin b'magin Avram ma'ashikosav b'shem atosas v'ayin b'roshi yishe b'ofen acher. There's a big pillow over here, and it's discussed in note number 9. Who cares if it collapsed and you have muksa gizei tzemer there? If you want to move it using the pot, that's total meratzad, which we discussed last night as mutter. So shom bir b'shem atosos. There the Magen Avram explains in the name of Tosos. She'af al pisha l'chora total meratzad huzeh. Even though l'chora, when you want to put the pot back in and the gizei tzemer collapsed and the gizei tzemer is muksa and you want to move around the pot to get it back in, it should be okay because it's only total meratzad. V'tzarchlios mutter, it should be permissible. Mikomakom kevan shekdei lahatmin tzarch latadlas akdei latzad ze ulatzad acher kdei lafanos lamakom. Since you have to be wiggling around the pot back and forth to make room for it, nechshav hadover ketiltul biyadayim. Zav tells us that's considered tiltul biyadayim. Tiltul latzad is a little push with another item to push a muktzah item. But here to be wiggling it back and forth in the muktzah, that's already considered too much, and that would be called tiltul biyadayim. The Rosh says another pshat. That's note number 10. Shom kosav sheish lochu shema yimayin latatul aydei hakedera mechshashet tishofech techolta v'yavu latatul azgizei atzemer biyodov. The Rosh has a different problem. Even though maybe it is considered tiltum atzad by using the pot to wiggle back and forth between the gizei tzemer, but we're worried you might be too nervous to wiggle the pot back and forth that it might spill and you might come to do it with your hands. So we have two reasons over here, Tosas and the Rosh, of why it's a problem to put back the pot even if the gizei tzemer, which is muktzah, collapsed. L'choretz, tiltum atzad, we have those two pshatim. And now we're going to see another note now, which is really before these notes, but I believe it should have been after these notes. And that is note number 8. Note number 8 comes to explain the second point that we saw in the Mechaber, that there are those who say that even if the stuff that you're doing the Hatmana with is not Muktzah, If the hole collapsed, you can't return it. Now, we just gave two reasons why if it did collapse and it was muktzah, it was a problem. But the chorev is not muktzah, it shouldn't be a problem. So what's the possible problem? So in note number 8, it gives a hesber. Ubebir das hayesh omrim hamuvas b'shulchan aruch. And the explanation of this yesh omer that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch in this kalkula haguma aser lahasir asagdeira mishum isra atmana, that which the mechaber brought the yesh omerim, that if the hole in which the atmana was done has collapsed, even with non-muktzah items, you can't put the pot back in because of a problem of initial atmana. Afa pi shelachore yesh lada makach, even though this is not so pashit, shayim mutter lahavir kederos me'atmana la'atmana, you're allowed to move a pot from one atmana to another atmana. So points out Rekiva Eger over here. So what's pshat? Why isn't this okay? Why is it a problem? Why is it considered an initial atmana? You're allowed to change atmana from one place to another. So bir agon of this in Karelet, shaladeya zo tzorich shetia ha-atmana ha-kodemes kshura la-atmana ha-chadosha. Zakr of this in Karelet, you have to have that the initial atmana is connected to the new atmana. V'lochein mutter lahavir es ha-kedera la-atmana acheres, and therefore you're only allowed to move it to another place of atmana, rak im mokom ha-atmana ha-rishon adayin kayim. It has to be the first place where it was insulated, it's still existing, then you can move it to the new place for atmana, it's still connecting back to the original atmana. V'chein mutter lahachlev es ha-kisui, and then you also can exchange the covering, rak im ha-kedera Hamutmenes omedes b'makom ha'rishon. That's of the pot in its initial place, so it's still connected. Ulam, however, in mavir es akedera me'atmana la'atmana. If you are changing the place of atmana from A to B, umakom ha'atmana ha'rishon bottle in the first place of atmana has become bottle. Ein kan hemshech la'atmana zuv aser lasaskim. That's not considered a hemshech of the initial atmana, and that's going to be aser. And therefore, in our case, according to this yesh omrim, once you remove the pot, even though the insulation is not muktzah, but it collapses, so it's a break in the hatmana, and now by putting it back in, even though it's not muktzah, you have a problem of doing an initial hatmana on Shabbos. Let's go right through in the Mechaber Siv Dalud. Toman bedover she'eino nito. You did hatmana, you insulated your pot with something that is muktzah, can't be moved. But the kisa pia bedover anito, but you covered the covering of the pot with something that can be moved, which is not muktzah. So the halacha is very simply, megala ha-kisui. You can uncover that which is insulating on top, which is not muktzah, you're allowed to move it. V'ocheiz b'kedeiru motziah, and you grab the pot from the top, and you would take it out. So again, if the around the pot is muktzah insulation, on top is not muktzah, clear off the non-muktzah, lift up the pot from that area. Zokta mishavura sekodan tezvav. V'dover she'enu nito. You insulated around the pot with a dover that can't be moved, meaning she'nosan dvar muktzah sal v'kedeiru. You put something muktzah around the pot, but non-muktzah is on top, you remove the non-muktzah and lift the pot out. Zokta mishiru, if you did the opposite, v'im toman bedover anitel, if you insulated the pot around with something that can be moved, it's not muktzah. V'kisa pia bedover she'eno nitel, and you cover the top with something that can't be moved, it is muktzah. In that case, you do the opposite. Mefanes svil oseha, you clear out the sides where it's not muktzah. V'ocheiz ba'kedeira, and you grab the pot from there, umotzia, and you take it out. Maybe it's a basis for the muktzah on top of it. Zokta mishavura de lo nasis basis lahem, because the muktzah on top of the pot does not make the pot into a basis. Kemosha kasav sosuf aleph, like we saw in yesterday's shir, and that is because the pot is not servicing the insulation. The insulation on top is servicing the pot. V'achakach menares akedera, and then you can tilt the pot. V'adavash elonito nofa me'ilov, and then the muktzah will fall off on its own. Zokta mechaber v'aytan sevhei. Toman v'kisa bedavash enonito. You insulate it around and on top with something that cannot be moved, muktzah all over. In miktas ha-kedeira megula, if a little bit of the pot is revealed, no tel umachzer, you could take it out and return it from that place. V'imlav enonotel. If not, you cannot take out the pot because you cannot move the muktzah. Of course, we do have the eitzah yesterday from the top line of the Mishavura. On this page 60, we said, if it's enon megula klal, we said, yochol litchol b'koshu l'naras ha-kitsu. We didn't give an eitzah yesterday, what you could do. But the Mechaber is here saying is that you have no Eitzah of just moving away the insulation, but you would have the Eitzah that the Mishnah brought down that you could prick the cover with a needle and knock off, as Totu Meratzad, the Muktzah that is there. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sivav, Yom Tov Shechal Yos Be'er Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, Yesh Misha Oser Lahatmin Ba'avonim. There are those who say it is Oser to insulate with stones, Mishum Dehavi Kamo Binyan, because it's like making a building on Yom Tov. V'yesh matir and sama matir. So you want to insulate on yontif for Shabbos, so you're piling up stones around your pot. That would be a problem of binyan on yontif, and therefore would be forbidden, but there are those who are matir. Let's see the Hezbir in the Machloka. You want to be matmin ba'avonim, haynu afilu im yichadon lakach mikfar. Even if you designated these stones that will be used for atmana forever. Delays bohem mishum muktzah, and therefore they're no longer stones that are muktzah. So muktzah is not a problem. He still can't do it. Why? Mishum dahave, because we said it's a problem of binyan, sifkotan yodzayim. Haynu desidur ha'avonim, dahave kimodofen, the piling up of the stones, which is making it like a wall, havi bichlal binyan arai, that's like making a temporary structure. Va'asa midrabanan biyomtov, and that is forbidden midrabanan anyantov. Ay, v'yesh matirin, sifkotan yodzayim. Sviru lhu, they hold, mishum kovet shavis l'gozru. Since it's only a problem derabanan anyantif, but to insulate for kavod Shabbos, they never made gzeira, and therefore they hold it is mutter. The im efshar lahatman binyan acher. If there's a way to do atmana without making this pile of stones, aser l'kliyama, then avada the stones would be aser according to everyone. Va'ayim bel yirabe shekasa sheaminok hayesh matirim. Bel yirabe brings that the minok is to be matir v'chein kasa v'graz, and so too writes the graz. Says the mechaber vayter in siv zayin. Tanur shemanichim bo hachamin. An oven in which you place the hot food, v'sosmin piv bedaf, and you close up the opening of the oven with a board, v'sharkin pirish machlikin oso betit, and then you smear it around to seal it with clay, mutter listor osa stima kedei lahotzi achamin. You're allowed to undo, l'mayis it's sealed, you're allowed to undo that sealing in order that you could take out your food on Shabbos. Not only that, v'lachzor l'sasmo, you can also go back and close up the oven again. V'im yesh bo g'cholam lo chashos, but if there are coals that are glowing inside the oven, it's only mutter aydei eno Yehudi. Then, by closing it up, you could be extinguishing the coals, and therefore, you would have to ask the goy to do it. Says the Ramah, v'yesh machmirim shelo listor stima satanu atu apetit aydei Yisraelim efshar l'asas aydei eno Yehudi. That those who are machmir, that you should not undo the opening that's sealed shut. You shouldn't open up that ceiling of the oven that's sealed with clay by a Yisrael. If you're able to do it through a goy, v'cheinim efshar l'asas aydei Yisrael katon lo yase Yisrael gadol. And if you're able to do it through a Yisrael katon, you shouldn't do it through a Yisrael gadol. V'im yeshar yase gadol aydei shinu iktas v'achin nohog. If it's not shayach to get a goy or to get a katon, then a gadol can do it. He can undo that sealed shut oven cover, and he should do a little bit of a shinu. He should change from the regular way, and that is the minug. We'll stop over there in the Ramah for today, and now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of katon zayin. So we said again in the Mechaber that an oven that you place hot food in it, and you close it up with a board, and then you seal it shut with clay, you're allowed to undo that on Shabbos to take out your food. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sifkatan yotas mutar listor she'ein ze bichlal stiras binyan afilu midrabanan. This is not a problem of demolishing a binyan, even midrabanan. Kevan shelo nase l'kiyum klal. Since it was never made to last, it was put there knowing that you're going to take it off on Shabbos. So therefore, that's not even a problem of the Rabbanan. Not only can you take it off, you could also put it back. This is a different topic. The Kamash Mon is coming to teach us by putting it back. You don't have to worry when you're going to put the cover back on the oven that maybe there are glowing coals there. And by closing it up, you're going to come to extinguish them. Now we saw already in the Mechaber that if there are coals, it's usser. But we're talking about here where you don't know if there are coals, so you don't have to worry about it. So two halachas. One is you could undo it, it's not considered stira. And two is you could put the cover back on, and it's not a problem of extinguishing. Why can't it be talking about it's not a problem of binyan? So if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Osir Dalu, that would have been a nicer flow. You're allowed to take it off, no problem of stira. You're allowed to put it back, no problem of binyan. Zok the Shaar Tzion and Yodalu. There would be no chiddush over here to say that you could put it back on, and it's not a problem of binyan. Because on Shabbos, avada, you can't smear the clay on. That, as Noah 11 tells us, would be an Isra derais of Mimareach. So it's pashu, you can't put the clay around it and smear it. So what are you telling me that it's not binyan to put it on? Avada's not binyan. If you're just putting it there and it's not sealed, of course it's not going to be binyan. V'gam sh'neima de'ein mutter ki'im kishak avanoso lasur l'sasmo tekef. And also to tell us that it's only going to be permissible if your kavana is to take it off and put it back on right away. Gamza, you know, that's also not true. The b'chol gavni mutar liftoach, because in any case you're allowed to take off the cover. K'demash rav poskin v'akor ha'kamosha kasadnu. So it has to be the chiddush of this line of the mechaber that you're allowed to replace the cover and put the cover back on is purely telling us a din of not knowing if there's coals that are burning or not, you could assume it's okay, and you could seal back up. You could not really seal it, as we just said, you can't do memareach, you can't put the clay back, but you could replace the cover. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is Katan Chafal, we said that if there are glowing coals, you cannot put the cover back on, but you can have a goy put it back on. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot Nochav Aleph, Aval Aidei Yisrael Aser Lustom. But if you know there are glowing coals there, you can't ask a Jew to close the oven. The Mechaba Agacholim, you're extinguishing the coals. The Apel Pishe Ein Miskavin Lekach, even though that's not your intention, it's Davashin Miskavin, still it's Aser Mishum Psikresha. It's still Aser because you know it's going to extinguish them, and there it's a Psikresha. But when it comes to telling a guy to do it, there we're not so makbid. Like we saw already in Reishon and Gimel, that we saw that when it comes to Amir Lakum, we're not worried about Psik Reisha. But if you're going to close up the oven, but not the whole way, the whole problem with a Jew sealing it back up or closing it back up is because now it's extinguishing the coals because they can't breathe. If you leave it open a little bit and they can breathe, it would be no problem for a Jew to close it as well. The Eino Mechabe, that wouldn't be extinguishing. The cost of a Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes, the Dafka Kishemanicho Harbe Pasuach. It's Dafka if you leave it open a lot. Aval Imanicho Rak Ma'at Pasuach. If you only leave it open a little bit, Yesh Leser Mishum Mavir. Then we're asking not because of extinguishing, because of igniting, because of Mechabe, Mavir. Why? The Teva HaRuach, the nature of wind is, Lios Mefiach Derech Nekev Koton. The nature of wind is to find a small hole and to blow through that hole. So if you leave it open only a little bit, the wind is blowing in a little bit. V'dami l'vapuach, it comes like a bellows. It's like a blower that's relighting the coals. So therefore, even though closing it all the way is a problem of mechabe, if you close it only partially, you leave it open a nice amount, that's okay. But if you only leave it open at a drop, that's a problem of mavir, because the wind's going to get in and it's going to be blowing on the coals and reigniting them. Umavir yoser atanur me'ilu hoya pasuch lagamri. That ignites the coals more by keeping a little crack than by keeping it open the whole way. Open the whole way, the wind doesn't really get in there. It's just the regular air. But if you leave it open a little bit, then the wind focuses there. It's like a focused energy. And then it will ignite the coals. Kosav El Yerab, Tevimkom HaTchak, in a pressing situation, Mutter HaYisrael, Lusna Matan Rafilu, B'yesh Yecholim Lochashos. If it is a time of need, a Yisrael can in fact close up the oven, even if he knows there are coals that are glowing. Ki Yesh Lismuch Adash Shumas Adashen, because you can rely on the sheet of the Shumas Adashen. Shemekil, who is lenient, who severely and he holds, Telo Havei Psikresha Sheyipu HaGecholim, Aidei Astima. He holds that closing the oven is not necessarily going to extinguish the coals, and therefore he holds not Psikresha. Even though we don't hold this way L'chadchila, but if it's a Shasat Chak, you can rely on that sheet of the Shumas Adashen, and you can close it the whole way. It's not considered Psikresha. V'im Eish Boer B'socho, but if it's not coals that are glowing, but rather it's a real fire there, Aflut Shumas Adeshin also. Then even according to Shumas Adeshin, that would be a psikresha, that would be a problem. The Astima Gorim Leisha Yichba Maher, because it's Pashit, closing it up the whole way with a fire would cause the fire to get extinguished quicker. Vidan, you should know. The Kozel Leinyan Stima Satano, this is all talking about closing up the oven. Ava Leinyan Psichas Piatano, but when it comes to opening up the oven, Lukuli Alma Asur Aide Yisrael Im Yadua Shiesh Gecholim Lochashos. Even though we said in the Mechaber that you could take off the cover of the oven, that's only because you didn't know there were coals that were glowing inside. But if you know for sure there are coals glowing inside, it's absolutely forbidden for a Jew to open up the oven because that would be igniting. Afilu im eino sarok betit, even if the oven wasn't sealed, it's still going to be aser. The haruach maviras hakacholam, because the wind that gets in by you opening it up will ignite the coals. And therefore, that is a problem. It's more chomer taking off the cover if there's hot coals, because they're according to everyone, it's going to be usher, it's going to ignite them. It's more chomer than closing it up, because there you have the Chumas Hadeshin that says it's not a psikresha, it might not extinguish the coals. And then the Ramah told us there are those who are machmir not to close up the oven that is smeared with, not to take off the covering of the oven that was smeared with the clay through Yisrael. If you have another Eitzah, if you have a Goy or a Kotan that can do it, Yisrael should not do it. As opposed to the Mechaber who said it's fine, the Ramah says there are those who are Machmir. What's the Pshat of the Machmirim? So the Mishabu writes in Chav Beis, the last line of page 60, Taimam, their reason is, Du'ulai Kevan Shatua Petit, maybe since it is L'maisa smeared with the clay, sealed with clay, Yesh Bazek Tzas Mishum Stiras Binyan. Maybe it's a little bit like demolishing a binyan. Therefore, one should be machmir if at all possible. That concludes the shir for tonight. Emir Hashem, tomorrow night, we will finish the siman, and then we will go on to do this beautiful chazarah that Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Achronim of the rules of Shehiya and Atmana. And then Emir Hashem, the next year, we will change topics and learn about the halachas of Hachnasa Shabbos.